Tonight, I'll be following up on Nick's lesson on Idle Talk. As I begin, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First, how many times do you catch yourself talking or thinking bad about somebody? The second will relate more to teenagers. How many times do you catch yourself making fun of somebody? Lastly, how many times do you catch yourself talking behind somebody's back? You can answer those questions as I begin my lesson. I'll start by reading some verses to think about. Colossians 4:6 would be the first one if you want to turn to that. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. The next would be Proverbs 4:24. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Now the next, this will be easy to turn to, 16:23. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. In Colossians 4:6, Paul teaches us we should speak with grace. Grace means favor, even undeserved favor. So we should always speak in a way that is as favorable as possible towards people. In those passages from Proverbs, Solomon teaches us to never say anything deceitful and to speak in such a way that makes others want to listen to what we have to say. But to specifically deal with the idea of idle talk, consider what Jesus had to say. But I say to you, that for every idle word, men may speak, they will give an account of it in the judgment day, in the day of judgment. Matthew 12:36, New King James. Think about all the idle words you've said. Jesus said you'll give an account on judgment day for every one of those idle words. We need to understand why. There are at least two options. Option one. Jesus is a harsh judge who wants you to pay dearly for things you thoughtlessly said but not really meant. Option two, there's something deeper for us to consider here. A couple of passages come to mind that will help us. In Matthew 12:34, Jesus criticized the Pharisees saying, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you're evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." In Luke 6:45, he says, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Luke 6:45. Here's the meaning behind Jesus' warning about giving an account for our idle words. It's not that Jesus is a harsh judge. He didn't say everything we might idly say is necessarily sinful. He said we give an account. The problem is, whatever is in our hearts comes out of our mouths, especially when we're really not being careful. So what we say when we're not thinking may be one of the best tests of how much change we still need to make on the inside. If you change your heart so that it's filled with the love of God, you won't have to worry so much about guarding what you say, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So going back to the questions, how many times do you catch yourself talking or thinking bad about somebody? Some say a lot, while others say sometimes, while others may even say never. Never is best, but the deeper question is why? Why would I want to say something bad about someone? Let's all think real hard about this and pray for help to fill our hearts with grace and love so that we will never again have to worry about what we say. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, do you realize your sin and need to come back to Jesus? If you are a member of the church and are called to repent, then God is ready to forgive you. Has something said tonight sparked an interest in your being saved? The first step is to believe in the truth of the gospel, John 3:16. Then make confession of your faith, repent of sin, be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 2:38. If you are subject to the invitation, please come as we stand and sing.